Hello everyone, welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
So yesterday we talked about the history of chopsticks. They were invented over 4,000 years ago.
大家还记得呢，我们昨天讨论的就是筷子，我们每天在用筷子哦。事实上呢，它有很长的历史哦，你能想象它已经在4000多年前在中国就已经被发明了吗？
At first, they were only used for cooking, right? Because they were perfect for reaching into boiling pots of water.
还记得吗？一开始我们筷子不是用来吃饭，是用来煮饭的哦，因为呢，它可以伸到锅子里面，伸到热水里面。
And then it was not until the year 400 when chopsticks were used for eating.
Okay, 直到呢我们这个1600年前，差不多1600年前的时候呢，筷子才开始被用来吃饭哦。
Okay, so there were two reasons, right? One was because they had to chop the food into smaller pieces because there was a lack of cooking resources. So this allowed the food to be cooked faster, and it also made it easier to pick the food up with chopsticks, right?
Yeah, okay. 所以呢，记得我们说，因为食物资源变少了，所以切的小块呢，不但煮得快，而且呢，更适合用筷子来吃饭了。
And finally, Confucius, he thought that the knives were too violent.
大家还记得我们的孔夫子哦？我们孔子说呢，用刀子吃饭太这个暴力了，所以呢，我们要用筷子吃饭。
So our day two article takes a look at two different opinions about chopsticks. So let's read our article now.
All about chopsticks. As a Taiwanese person, I like using chopsticks more.I think there are many reasons to eat with chopsticks. For one, it's really easy to pick up small pieces of food with chopsticks. Also, you can even reach for food from the other side of the table.
As an American, I prefer using a knife and fork to eat. Learning to use a knife and fork is easier.Also, you're able to cut up bigger food, like a nice steak. What's more, I've never seen someone eat mashed potatoes with chopsticks.
Different cultures have different eating habits, and both have their good sides. That's why we have to respect each of them.
Nice. Nice. The candle smells really nice. The candle smells really nice. Potato. Potato. French fries are made from potatoes. French fries are made from potatoes. Culture. Culture.I really admire the Japanese culture. They're always so polite. I really admire the Japanese culture. They're always so polite. Respect. Respect. Kathleen's parents respected her decision to move to Tainan.Kathleen's parents respected her decision to move to Tainan.
Okay, so first we'll be looking at the opinion of the Taiwanese person, a Taiwanese girl. Her name is Yi An first, okay? So she says, as a Taiwanese person, I like using chopsticks more. Is this true for all of you?
Okay.
Yeah, true
for
you.
Yeah, true for me, of course. 各位呢，一开始呢，我们就看到这个台湾女生宜安呢，她就说呢，哎，我们那个台湾人呢是用筷子比较习惯，同学们是不是都跟她一样呢
？The Taiwanese female continues to say, Yi An continues to say, I think there are many reasons to eat with chopsticks.
哦，宜安呢接着就说呢，我觉得你有很多原因哦，应该要用筷子吃饭。Reason 这个字呢，就是原因、理由的意思。
So we mentioned this in our day one article. Again, our article says.For one, it's really easy to pick up small pieces of food with chopsticks. So the phrase for one is used when mentioning one reason for something as an example, when there are probably several reasons. For example, there are several reasons why I don't like to eat onions.
Okay.
For one, onions make my breath smell.
Okay. 好，我们看到呢 ,for one 这个片语呢就是用在我们有很多理由需要一一陈述的时候呢，像课文呢他说有很多理由我们应该用筷子嘛。第一个理由呢就是因为这个筷子很好夹小东西。这个第一个理由呢我们就说 for one。那注意到它不是像 first, second 这样子首先然后怎么样的感觉，它只是呢其中一个理由，我比较像刚刚 Angeline 说的 for example, 例如这样的感觉。
Mm-hmm. So before we continue with our article, let's take a quick break for our 英文快译通。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah！
大家好，欢迎来到英文快译通，我是 Celine。大家学过不定词，也就是 to v 当作主词的用法吗？或者是分词 ving 当主词的用法？举例来说，自己一个人旅行不简单，我们可以说 traveling alone is not easy， 或者是 to travel alone is not easy。我们再说一次哦 ，traveling alone is not easy， 或者是 to travel alone is not easy。Traveling alone 和 to travel alone 都是在主词的位置，那动词呢是 be 动词 is， 后面再加上这个形容词来形容这个主词。但是有时候呢，我们会为了不要让这个主词看起来这么的长，而用一个东西来代替它，那个东西呢，也就是虚主词 it。像刚刚那句话，我们可以把它改成 It is not easy to travel alone。It is not easy to travel alone， 意思是意思也是一样，就是一个人旅行是不简单的。但是主词呢，这边就变成了虚主词 it， be 动词 is 和这个形容词是维持不变的，再把真正的主词 to travel alone 摆到最后面。It 本身是没有意义的哦，它只是代表后面的 to travel alone。整句话的公式就变成什么呢？就变成 it is 再加上形容词 abj 加上 to do something。有时候我们也可以在 to do something 前面再加上 for somebody 来表示对谁来说是怎么样怎么样。例如我们如果要说回答这个问题对他来说很难，我们就可以说 it is difficult for him to answer this question。It is difficult for him to answer this question。另外，不用我说，你们也应该知道，这个形容词前面可以依需求放上否定词 not 吧？那考考你喽，如果我要跟一个小屁孩说，哎，你这样用手指指人很不礼貌，我们可以怎么说呢？你想到了吗？我们可以说 ，It is not polite for you to point your finger at others。It is not polite for you to point your finger at others。希望大家都清楚这个 it 当作虚主词要怎么使用咯。See ya!
So welcome back. So one reason why Ian likes to use chopsticks is because it's easy to pick up small pieces of food. So this is very true. For example, can you imagine trying to pick up a peanut with a fork? It's hard, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You can't really stab a peanut either.
That's super hard.
Yeah.
对呀，没有错。你能想象呢，用筷子吃花生是什么样的感觉吗？不是筷子，我刚刚说叉子吃花生是什么感觉？所以呢，筷子呢，在这个时候呢，就可以派上用场了。
She also provides us with another reason. Also, you can even reach for food from the other side of the table. You know, like if I wanted to get something from your side of the table. So to reach for something means to move your arm, your hand, your leg, or etc. towards something that you are trying to touch or pick up. For example, if there's something on the floor, I reach for the thing on the floor. For example, another example is I opened the cupboard and reached for my favorite cup.
Okay.
So it's like I'm going upwards, reaching for the cup. Yes.
Okay, 所以呢，我们这边呢看到他刚刚说呢 ，for one 就是第一个原因哦。那我们说 also 第二个还有其他什么样的原因呢？我们这边看到 reach 这个动词呢，就有抓到、碰到或是接触到的意思。所以呢，当我们说 reach for 这个片语呢，就伸手去拿这样的感觉了。例如刚刚课文说呢，用筷子可以夹到对面的菜，或者是呢，像说我们搭车啊、搭飞机的时候，我们不是东西会放在上面嘛？
Mm-hmm.
所以呢 ，so I stand up to reach for my luggage in the locker.
Right.
我呢站起来要去拿行李箱的行李。
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, moving on, let's see what our American friend Alex has to say. He says, as an American, I prefer using a knife and fork to eat. So the word prefer means to like someone or something better than someone or something. For example, I prefer green tea to black tea.
OK, 我们看到呢 prefer 这个动词呢就是用来表示喜欢一个东西或者一个人胜过另外一个东西或另外一个人。例如呢刚刚 Angeline 呢提到说呢他比较喜欢绿茶，他喜欢绿茶胜过红茶，比较喜欢绿茶的意思。注意到呢我们这边的 prefer 后面呢加上比较喜欢的东西，再加上 to 这个介系词，再加上比较不喜欢的东西。例如刚刚 Angeline 说 prefer green tea to black tea， 所以呢我们说喜欢 A 胜过 B， to 呢就放在胜过这个位置，我们要注意咯。
What about you, Sam? What do you prefer?
I prefer oolong tea.
Okay. He also says learning to use a knife and fork is easier. So this is actually true for many people. I think the first utensils or things that we eat with, I learned to use with a knife and a fork.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of people actually find it very difficult to use chopsticks. And there's also a correct way to use chopsticks too, right, Sam?
Yes, of course. I'm super proud that I'm always good about using chopsticks.
Ah, you have to show us later
okay,
in the end of our show.
超窄的，我每天都会用筷子，而且我用的非常正确，好吗？课文呢这边就说呢，学用刀叉显然是比较简单的。这边用 learning to 开头，学着做什么事情。另外呢，我们这边看到呢 ，ving 动名词learning， 我们在这边呢句子里面是当做主词意思是做这件事情怎么样怎么样，这件事情呢就当做我们的主词来使用。例如我们这边说 learning to use knife and fork， 学习使用刀叉 is easier， 比较简单。注意到呢 ，learning to use， 我们当使用动名词当主词的时候呢，动词是使用单数喽。
So we know chopsticks are good for picking up smaller pieces of food, right? But it's not very convenient when it comes to bigger food,
yes,
right?
Yes.
The other reason why the American boy Alex prefers to use a fork and knife to eat is stated in the article right now. He says, also, you are able to cut up bigger food like a nice steak. So can you imagine trying to eat a piece of steak with chopsticks and no knife? Picking up that piece, you're going
to
have to
bite it. OK， 没错，夹小的东西比较方便，但是如果是很大块的食物，使用刀叉就比较容易咯。课文呢这边说刀叉呢就比较容易学 also， 并且呢怎么样，当你要吃牛排这么大块需要切的食物的时候呢，就需要使用刀叉咯。
So a nice steak is not a steak that is polite and kind.
Okay.
Right, that's what it means. Nice in this sentence means pleasant, attractive, or enjoyable. For example, if it's really sunny outside and the temperature is comfortable, you can say, it's a nice day.
Okay, nice 呢我们呢可能学过，例如我们形容人的时候呢表示说，哎，这个人很温柔或是很有礼貌，人很好。但是呢当你在形容牛排的时候，你不会讲说是一个很有礼貌或者很好的一个牛排。你呢会表示这个事情是这个东西很好，很让人感到愉悦，很让人开心，很精致的东西。例如呢我们刚刚说 a nice steak 是表示呢很棒很好吃的牛排，或者说像跟 Angeline 说外面天气很好，我们说 a nice day 很舒服很让人开心的一天。
Right, our example sentence is the candle smells really nice. The candle smells really nice.
OK, 我们的例句呢就看到这个呢芳香蜡烛呢，这个蜡烛呢闻起来呢非常好，闻起来非常舒服。
Next, the American says, what's more, I've never seen someone eat mashed potatoes with chopsticks. So we have quite a few words and phrases to look at in this sentence. Let's take a look at the word what's more. What's more is used for introducing an additional statement that supports what you have already said.
OK， 我们首先呢看到 what's more 这个片语，中文我们说更重要的是，例如呢 you should remember it， 你应该呢要记得哦 what's more you should understand it，
that's true，
更重要的呢你应该要了解它，这个片语呢就是有这样更重要的意思。
We also see our word power word potato. So a potato is a round white vegetable with brown, red, or pale yellow skin. It grows under the ground. So chips and fries are made with potatoes.
Okay.
Here's an example sentence. French fries are made from potatoes. French fries are made from potatoes.
OK, potato 这个字呢就是指我们每天常常在吃到的马铃薯的意思。注意呢我们复数呢是加上 ES, potatoes, P-O-T-A-T-O-E-S。OK, 我们刚刚看到例句呢就说呢薯条呢 French fries 是怎么样呢，是用这个马铃薯做的。
So potatoes can be made in many different ways, right?
Yes.
If it is mashed, it means that it's crushed into a soft mass, okay? It's the ones that you eat with steak, and it's just like, I don't know how to describe that.
Like a...
it looks like a cloud.
Okay.
Yeah.
好，所以呢，我们课文呢这边说到了这个 mashed potato， 意思呢就是马铃薯泥的意思了。所以呢，我们说 mashed 这个字呢，就是指被捣碎的、被打烂的。所以 mashed potato 就是我们刚刚说马铃薯泥哦，就是我们吃牛排的时候旁边可能会有一坨这样子的东西。
Yeah, looks like ice cream sometimes.
Yeah, looks like ice cream.
Our article says different cultures have different eating habits, and both have their good sides. So we've seen the word culture many times before. It refers to the beliefs, the way of life, art, and customs that are shared and accepted by people in a particular society. That's a culture. For example, we could say there are many differences between Western and Eastern culture.
OK， 我们说呢，不同的文化呢，当然有不同的风土民情跟习惯哦，一定呢都会有这个比较好的或者比较不好的地方。所以我们看到 culture 这个字呢，中文呢就翻译为文化。例如刚刚 Angeline 说到的 Western culture， 西方文化跟我们是 Eastern culture， 我们是东方文化。那不同的文化呢，有不同的饮食习惯。Different culture has different eating habits。Habit 这个字呢，就是指习惯的意思。
Right, okay, so here's an example sentence for the word culture. I really admire the Japanese culture. They're always so polite. I really admire the Japanese culture. They're always so polite.
哦，我真是非常仰慕，非常欣赏这个日本文化，因为他们的每个人总是这么的有礼貌啊。
And then our article says, that's why we have to respect each of them. If you respect other cultures, you accept the different customs or cultures that are different from your own and behave towards them in a way that would not cause offense, like you wouldn't cause disrespect.
Okay. 好，我们看到呢，这个 respect 这个呢，我们中文呢就说尊重的意思哦，它可以呢当动词，例如我们课文这边说呢 respect different cultures， 尊重呢不同的文化，它也可以拿来当名词哦，例如呢我们说 the new boss has won the respect of employees in the company，新来老板呢他已经赢得了这个所有员工的尊敬哦。
Here's an example sentence for the word respect. Kathleen's parents respected her decision to move to Tainan. Kathleen's parents respected her decision to move to Tainan.
Okay, Kathleen 的父母呢，他们呢非常尊重哦，他要搬到台南这个决定。
Okay, so we've come to the end of today's article, but don't go anywhere because Sam's going to show us his expert skills at chopsticks.
Chopsticks, yeah.
Hey Sam, time for you to show us
okay,
what you got.
You have to put like this. You have to like this way. Okay, this is the correct way to use the chopsticks. Okay, you have to move. Okay, not your thumbs, but.Like your other fingers, okay?
Okay, you guys all know now how to use chopsticks, okay? I hope you guys enjoyed our lesson. That's all for us from today. That's all the time we have for today. And this is Angeline signing off.
And I'm Sam.
Bye!
It's so beautiful here. Look at all the colors.
It's so beautiful here. Look at all the colors.
Hey, it's me again. 今天 Tina 呢不改一贯日日春的主题，要来称赞大自然美丽的色彩啦。It's so beautiful here. Look at all the colors. 这边好美哦，看看那么多的颜色。太好啦，今天又来让我们看看 look 的用法咯。来复习一下上次说的 look 后面加上 at 介系词可以怎么使用吧。Look at the pictures below. 请看下面的图示，或是 look at the photos on the wall. 请看墙上的照片。Look 加上 at 表示看某个定点。刚刚说的 pictures 或是 photos， 那就是你目光聚焦的点咯。Could you please look at me? 可以请你看着我吗？以上例句呢都是 look at 的用法哦。而刚刚小聚会里面啊所提到的 beautiful colors， 其中的 color 当然就是指颜色的意思咯。For example, what's your favorite color? 你最喜欢的颜色是什么呢？ Sky blue is my favorite color. 天空蓝呢就是我最喜欢的颜色。好啦， let's take a look at our 小聚会 today.It's so beautiful here, look at all the colors. It's so beautiful here, look at all the colors. See you guys soon, bye!
It's so beautiful here, look at all the colors.
It's so beautiful here, look at all the colors. all about chopsticks.
As a Taiwanese person, I like using chopsticks more. I think there are many reasons to eat with chopsticks. For one, it's really easy to pick up small pieces of food with chopsticks. Also, you can even reach for food from the other side of the table.
As an American, I prefer using a knife and fork to eat. Learning to use a knife and fork is easier. Also, you're able to cut up bigger food like a nice steak. What's more, I've never seen someone eat mashed potatoes with chopsticks.
Different cultures have different eating habits, and both have their good sides. That's why we have to respect each of them.
Nice. Nice. The candle smells really nice. The candle smells really nice. Potato. Potato. French fries are made from potatoes. French fries are made from potatoes. Culture. Culture. I really admire the Japanese culture. They're always so polite. I really admire the Japanese culture. They're always so polite. Respect. Respect. Kathleen's parents respected her decision to move to Tainan. Kathleen's parents respected her decision to move to Tainan.